Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing?
Is that the title-winning goal?
3 minutes of added time.
Welcome to another episode of Added Time. We got a special episode here today. Al Pitcher is gone. He's dead. So he might come back next week. We'll see. He's like Jesus and see if he reincarnates.
Yeah.
Or he is actually...
he's like Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and talking about reincarnation coming back, we have some special guests here today.
Wow, that's racist.
Martin Sonneby. He's the man. He always comes back. Doesn't matter what happens. He's back in your face or on stage. Martin Sonneby here today.
Hello.
Hello. We've had you on before. And actually one episode added time that nobody has heard because Mr. Kunal Chopra...
Fucked it up, yeah.
So that was never published?
I literally put my dick on the episode and fucked it up real bad.
Oh,
and, yeah, that's what happened.
That's a bit vivid. No, yeah. But I didn't tell you the day after because I felt stupid because we did that, so I just didn't say anything.
No, you didn't send me a link or anything. I was going to put it up.
Thank you for bringing this up, Adil. You're always a good fellow.
I'm fine. I don't care.
Of course I'm going to bring it. It's your fault.
No, but the listeners didn't know, did they?
And because I'm outnumbered today because we have another reincarnated guest, you can say.
Wow.
We got a special guest here, a comedian from New Delhi. From Delhi, who's called Papa CJ. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Well, we're very happy to have you here. Yep. So, and Kunal has never been happier. I don't know if he's happy or sad that he's not unique anymore because he's not the only Delhi man in the room.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Al Pitcher has got replaced by an Indian that's outsourcing 101.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
So that's actually what happened in Britain as well, but they're not having it. So let's see how Al will react to this as well.
They're not having me in it?
No, basically, they're pretty racist. That's what I'm trying
to say.
But
Indians?
Who? Yeah, but everyone.
Who?
British people.
So come on.
So fuck you, British listeners.
So you're saying they ruled us for 200 years, but they didn't expect us to follow them back?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That was a sign I always remember when I was a kid. I saw a sign from people demonstrating in England. And I just remember that was the first time I remember, oh, this is the way it works. I was just a kid. I didn't understand immigration stuff. But the sign just said, we are here because you were there.
And
fucking I was like,
Pakis.
That makes a lot of sense.
I like the Eddie Izzard jokes. Like it's always based on flags.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you have a flag? No, but we've been here for 9,000 years.
Yeah,
exactly.
No flag, no country. Can't have one.
That's basically how it went down.
Yeah, always people talk about that. Like, yeah, you know, especially in Sweden growing up, it's like all the immigrants have always something, you know, to fall back on the country. Like, if you were like, even if you were former Yugoslavia, it was like a negative prejudice, but still you can use positive about persons. Like, yeah, we're dangerous. Yeah, we're all mafia. It's negative, but kind of positive.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything is like, yeah, Colombia, they're good on drugs. It's negative, but kind of cool still.
So what's our
weapon? Pakistan, it's just we're many.
Okay.
It's just that was just it. We're many, we carry. We were never... you know, in Sweden, you never thought Indian and Pakistan, the joke were always like, oh, they're not aggressive, fighting is fine, you know, and they're not going to do anything. And it was just that kind of, we always had the worst kind of prejudice.
Yeah, but then we give them our food and they get the shits.
That's our weapon.
That's our weapon. That's why in football.
Diarrhea warfare.
Exactly.
So, Nibu was talking about you might go to India. as well. You like football, and considering that, would you like to see a football game in India?
It's not my primary reason for going. I mean, living in Europe. No offense, Papa, but you know,
wait, if you
gotta go with European football here.
If you come in India, you should watch a cricket match there.
Oh yeah, yeah, but I only have 7 days. So.
Yeah, but 2020, to be honest, people should be able to watch.
Yeah,
that.
It takes 4 hours. That's the least.
Nah, what's the one that takes 5 days? Fuck up your entire holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's why the fathers, you know, you never see them because they're on away games all the time.
Yeah. What do you mean 2020? What's happening in
It's basically three types of format you can play cricket in, and the latest one I would think
it's basically a shorter format for people who don't last as long. He knows it well.
Yeah, good.
No, you don't know this, but he's a cricket fan. You tell Martin, this is actually good because in Sweden you have to tell this all over again. But people doesn't know cricket. If you can explain it really,
but are you interested? Are your listeners interested?
Probably not.
It's our listeners.
It's our listeners. It's our listeners.
Oh, it's our listeners.
And so, imagine they can listen to a deal for an hour. So
when cricket started off earlier, they used to play for 5 days in a row.
Right.
And at the end of 5 days, it was often a situation where nobody had actually won the game and it was a draw. So it was a colossal waste of time.
Yeah.
So they said, let's make it shorter and make the match finish in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have the a 50-over format. So each...
Explain what over is.
I'm getting to that. So like in baseball, you have pitches,
mm-hmm.
right? Six balls, six throws become one over in cricket.
Okay. And like innings in baseball, right?
Yeah. So one innings in cricket is 50 overs.
Okay.
So I pitch for 50 overs and your team bats.
50
and then
times?
You swap over. Yeah.
300 balls.
300 balls.
50 times six.
Yeah. And... And at the end of the day, you have a result.
Okay.
But we had Swedish people like yourself who came over and said, 50 times?
Yeah.
So we said, okay, for these guys, we'll create a match which is only 20 times.
Right.
And so we have a 2020 cricket match. And that's more entertainment. You've got cheerleaders and shouting about. And that's a snappier
cricket
game.
It's just action.
I'm pretty sure you can get it down to six.
the problem is that all the tactical of the game disappears when you do such short games. Like a football game would be... 10 minutes with six people on it.
It's
on a big field.
It's like making love.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 20 overs, you've got time for foreplay, a few different moves, to think about what you want to touch.
Yeah, but after 5 days, my girlfriend always goes, I'm pretty sore. And I go, yeah, me too.
I got a doctor's appointment, man. The fuck is this?
My tongue is thick. I have blisters.
Wow.
That's the most unique cricket lesson you'll ever get.
Yeah.
But I'm a little fascinated, I think both, even we that have connections to that continent, but we don't know much about like football in Indigo, but it's getting bigger. Do you feel that it's happening? Can you hear or feel, even though you're not the biggest, you're a bigger cricket fan?
See, what happens in India is there's billions that are invested into cricket, and not only in terms of people watching, but also money invested. But now, slowly, slowly, all the other sports are picking up. The Under-17 Football World Cup is taking place in India in a few weeks' time. So, now there is a lot more focus on football. We've also got an internal league that's recently been set up for football.
Yeah.
So, football is definitely picking up.
Mm. I find it very interesting. I really like that when both China and India started, because there is, of course, a lot of talent there as well. To be harvested, but it's culture as well. But what I feel is that a lot of viewers are looking in India. It's big when it comes to promoting Premier League sides there, but it hasn't really grown themselves there. But it's getting, as you see,
it's a sport as a country we really should be playing, because we're not a country that's particularly well off. But for football, you need one ball.
Yeah, it's the cheapest sport.
Exactly.
It's the cheapest sport in the world.
That's it.
Apart from running and maybe jumping.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the cheapest sport.
Definitely.
Yeah, it is.
But that's why it's so big in those kind of countries, that you don't need anything to play. Yeah. You just need, you know, some space and a ball. And that's basically it. The goals you can make up from anything. I mean, you don't need a net for a goal. A lot of us played, you know, without real goal.
Yeah. When we played as kids, we just put slippers on the side and that became a goalpost and you were done.
Exactly.
So God help us.
So cricket is way more difficult.
And if somebody kicked and was going to score a goal and it was going to go in right on the side, if you couldn't reach the ball, you just move the slippers.
Yeah.
There's the problem.
Yeah. No, but I mean, with that many people, playing around in the streets.
You sound nervous.
Oh, yeah. It's not good. And China as well. Yeah. And China figured out, yeah, we can do this too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're, it's
yeah, they're trying now, but they put, that's why they the government has gone into the Chinese league, of course, and hindered the amount of money that comes in. And now they can't buy the place as they've done. We talked about this a little briefly a couple of episodes ago, but basically they have put in a tax system that everything above $3.5 million will have 100% tax back to the Chinese development. So if you buy a place for $5 million, that means so you pay $5 million, but then you pay an extra $1.5 million for like development tax for the youth system of China.
Oh, I see. If you buy now, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but if you buy now for like $30 million, as they have lately, 30, 40 million, that means it'll be $60 million.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're changing that a bit, but you know, it's a communist country. That's they just change the rules overnight. And then everybody sat there, what the hell are we supposed to do now?
Yeah.
It's like, this is the rules now. But India is different, of course, because they have a just challenge special league, the elite league, for just a couple of months. So it's almost like a cup.
Yeah, it is, pretty much.
Basically. So now I know there are a lot of ex-players that, you know, that are even too old to play for MLS now. They're starting to come to, like, the 39-year-old, 40-year-old coming to, like... but still, it's good for the sport.
What happens in a city like India, our big advantage is the millions and millions of people we have. So if something becomes a hit on TV, there's a lot of advertising revenue to be made from that.
Yeah.
So this is all following the success of... They have an Indian Premier League in cricket, right? Which only takes place for 6 weeks. But we have players from all over the world who come and play there. Now, an English cricketer or an Australian cricketer will get paid over 6 weeks, he will get paid more than he gets paid an entire year to play cricket for his country.
Yeah.
Like, there are guys who get millions of dollars. I mean, there's a guy who will get $3 million to play for 6 weeks.
Let me ask you about draw a parallel to, like, show business, because you're in entertainment. Like, what if you get, a TV commercial?
Yeah.
How much money is that?
Because Martin is going to
yeah, anybody like in your line of work, like comedy or acting, or like, what if you get a big TV commercial?
If you and me get a TV commercial, we'll get paid fuck all, because they'll tell us to do it for the publicity and the exposure.
Yeah. Oh man, they fuck you in that way.
Yeah, but if you're a hotshot cricketer in India and you do a TV commercial, you could get $1 million. Sweet, no problem.
I got fooled. I did a commercial for Rebtel on ZTV.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't get much for that. But it was like, it was 2 minutes makeup, because just put the fucking dress on me.
You were paid
in makeup. I was being a guru. I was playing a guru, an Indian guru, of course.
Rebtel,
and doing an Indian accent, and yeah.
On what market? Sweden?
For ZTV in Northern America. Yeah. Oh. It was mostly for Canada and America.
What did you get paid?
I got like 20,000 crowns.
And chicken tikka butter masala, that's what he got.
I got $3,000, I think. But I did, it took me, it, the thing why I got it is a guy in Stockholm, he does a little comedy, he works for Rebtel. So they're doing like their adverts, right? And he said, how much is the budget for that? And so it's like, I can do it cheaper from Stockholm with actors and everything. They were like, really? He's like, yeah, we can do it way better than that shit, because it's all the
Rebtel. It's a good thing he doesn't know me. I would have done it for $2,000.
Exactly. I would have done it for $1,000.
Oh, man.
But this is what we do in our country. We negotiate downwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was
show some solidarity with the upper middle class, goddammit.
No, so think
what that we would do is we would actually collude and say, listen, we're the only two guys who look like this. It's going to be $5,000. Doesn't matter who gets it, we'll split
exactly.
It.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Exactly. And we can do how I can come in first, you later. They won't notice a difference anyway. So it's perfect.
Man, that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear like an Indian commercial that they will pay you $10 million.
Yeah, but if you think like happen. In Bollywood, maybe. Yeah, but this is, you know, there's a lot of Indians who can play a guru, you know. It's not hard. It was basically like, just be yourself.
Listen, every Indian plays a guru in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we may not know anything about a subject, but we will talk about it with such confidence that you're thinking, man, this guy knows his shit.
Yeah.
To become great coaches. Like,
that's why we have a podcast, man.
Yeah.
It's a very thoughtful accent.
My opinion is based on thousands and thousands of years of Vedic knowledge.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly.
And people go, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He's spiritual. Wow. Oh, you fucked so many Westerners out of money. It's amazing. No, I'm happy. I'm happy
it's
to
like
see
yoga.
Westerners.
It's like yoga in India. Nobody does yoga.
Yeah, that's true.
We just made it up to make white people look stupid.
Yeah. It's the bomb here. Yeah. Sorry, Adil, for mentioning your favorite thing, the bomb. But you know, what I wanted to say is basically
that died.
Yoga right here, and it's Södermalm. I don't know if you agree. It's like everyone does
Dude,
it.
Dude, I've done yoga.
Yeah, you see? Yeah. So it's like...
He looks like a
and
yoga
And in India,
guy.
People don't... not in northern India. I don't know about the south, but in northern India, yoga. Why would I do that? It's stupid. I don't have the time.
Like, yeah.
Is that true?
Well, just making a living, we have to stretch anyway. So
yeah, exactly,
we don't need to do the yoga.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but CJ, tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself. So you're a stand-up comedian from New Delhi, right?
I live in Delhi. I'm a stand-up. I've been doing comedy for about 13 years.
Okay.
I've done maybe 2,000 shows in 25 countries.
Wow.
And it's my first time in Sweden, and I'm okay. excited about it.
So you're doing a show here?
I'm doing shows every night. I've been hosting the Stockholm Culture Festival.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I've got a big show on Saturday at, how do you pronounce it now?
Kungsträdgården?
Krebsbrunn.
Krebsbrunn, yeah.
Yes, that was pretty cool.
That's better than Al, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
At Krebsbrunn
yeah.
at 9:30 p.m.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm performing for an hour.
So guys, if you're in Stockholm on Saturday, you should go to Krebsbrunn.
Krebsbrunn,
At 9:30,
baby.
Yeah. That's fine.
Actually, before the time goes too much, we should mention some football as well that's been going on. It's been very...
Are you sure?
Yeah, something okay, we should cool. mention. Yeah. You saw the Liverpool game as well.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? They were lucky, you said?
They were lucky in the first half. And then, you know, seeing over 90 minutes, I feel they deserved it because Hoffenheim just... they weren't big enough. You know, it felt like the costume was too big and, you know, their inexperience showed. But in the first half, you know, Hoffenheim should be up with a couple of goals, to be honest. But now I think the tie is over, of course. Liverpool will take this at Anfield. Also, looking at the second leg of Super Clásico in Spain. Yeah, last night. Real Madrid just looking fucking awesome.
Yeah, looking like an unbelievable
superpower.
Team.
Yeah. It seems like nobody can stop them. But, you know, you can look at it in two ways. Either Barcelona are really shitty right now.
But it's not only Barcelona. They just look amazing.
Yeah, but I think the truth is somewhere in the middle because, of course, Real Madrid looks really strong. But if they played for, say, Bayern Munich or Juventus...
But last season, they kicked ass with everybody.
That's true. Let's see what happens. I don't see...
rambling again.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't see Barcelona being... being a top contender in Europe this year. Let's see what happens.
Well, we saw Coutinho might move to Barcelona. I'm really curious to hear what Martin Sonneby, he might have a different... What do you feel about the big transfers that are going on now? That Neymar went to PSG.
I think it's... I don't know. People have a problem with this. It's too much money in football. It's like, is that really a problem? I mean, I think a problem is that some clubs are insanely rich and some clubs aren't that rich. But that's like multi-billionaires versus just regular billionaires.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's great that they pump more money into football because it's going to spread out. I think there's going to be a problem with... some clubs getting so rich that there won't even be competition anymore. Like in America, they have salary caps on professional
would
sports.
Would you like to see that in football?
No. What I would like to see, or what I think is inevitable, is a Super League, a European Super League, a closed league with 20 teams.
I hate that thought.
I don't have a problem with that thought because I think it's inevitable.
You like it as well?
Yeah, I like it as well.
I'm not...
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm going to promote it, but I think you're going to move into a financial or economic reality.
That's where we're going.
That's where we're going. Yeah. It's like where there are one or two teams in each league that are so much richer than everybody else. It's not even going to be a competition.
No.
And if there's no competition, you know, just move on and create your own super duper mega league.
That's a problem for me, because football and sports in general, but especially for me, football is that thought that that, like in many other sports, for instance, you go, this is the thing that you say about football, like in no other sports you would take a top division team and play against a third division team and it's a game. That's so football is usually, that's the charm with it, I think, that the underdog factor is always there. You can always try to win.
Yeah.
So when this happens, so you just take some of the charm.
Yeah, it might happen every once in a while, every few years. But,
yeah, but that's
you know,
so fucking
boring.
During
an entire season. No, boring is when a team of billionaires are playing a bunch of part-time footballers. That's boring.
But
they lose 8-9-0.
Yeah.
That's boring as shit.
I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
It's just sad.
I think one of the beauties of sport also is the democracy and the fact that it is largely merit-based. If you throw in so much money into it, where does the merit come into play?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, if there is a player or two that might come up and, you know, challenge these teams, they just buy that player.
That's
so
democracy.
There's not even a sport anymore.
No.
You think they just collect the greatest players.
I think you kind of put the nail on it. The problem is this. Sports, for me, it's a game, right? So like when you play like Monopoly or something, you have a set of rules and you follow them and you'll stay in. But the problem with football and money now is that you can just change it overnight, because it would be more fun if it was like, you know, every season is like tennis, but he was like, okay, here's the club. You have your roster of players.
Yeah.
You can maximum do this. They're all worth this. You can maximum put this. And then you play a game like poker. Like poker, you can't come in and say, like, I got more money, so I'll win this hand.
Yeah.
You know, you'll win because...
You know, even if that underdog team wins 1 out of 8 times, it's worth it for that 1 out of 8, man.
For that underdog team, definitely.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely. That's why
and at some level, there has to be that democracy, that hope that, you know what, if I do well today, I mean, what is the lesson you want to teach the kids out there? You know,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I hate this thought.
We've got to be able to tell them you're playing sport for the love of sport, because now if everything is for the love of money, then you look at it differently.
I just feel the game factor is gone. You know, when you play as a kid, sports is great because it's that. It's a 5-on-5 and you're just going to compete for what you have. But as soon as you lose that, and I would say the same thing, I think the money-wise, like poker, honestly, it's a good example. Like, in a poker table, you have 10,000 each, you sit there and see who wins, with marks or whatever you have. But if somebody says, like, oh, out of marks, I'll just put 20 million more in, the game will never end. It will win in the end anyway.
And have you seen a poker game where you have somebody with more chips than anybody else?
Yeah.
Like when they start, you know, they have a stack of chips and somebody else has very little chips. They just go all in.
Yeah, exactly.
All in.
Yeah.
Until they win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just intimidate them.
Yeah, exactly.
Financially.
Yeah. Exactly.
Until they...
And that's boring from that point of view. If that's why I like the competition more, when everybody goes into a table, they have the same amount from the beginning. You can't buy yourself further. So
after a while, you know, somebody's going to end up with all the chips.
You know, but there's an advantage to having so much money in sport. And I would say the same thing for comedy, for example, right? Because today what happens is, especially when you come from backgrounds like mine, where you grew up in an Indian family, today if you tell them, listen, I want to be a footballer, they're going to say, go to hell, man. You're not going to be a footballer. You're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever it is, because there's no money there. You can't support.
You're going to end up a doctor, you fucking loser.
Yeah, but you can't support a family doing that. So if there is money in that, that is really encouraging, you know. So families will say, yeah, sure, man, go play sport. As opposed to you can do a bit of it on the side and you'll never really become good.
No. I remember growing up, actually, my dad was a bit like that. It was like, he didn't mind us doing sports at all. Yeah. He thought it was great. First of all, you know, discipline, we're going to be not out in the streets as you thought you'd do. Yeah. But also because there was a factor that if you become good at it, you can also do, you can you know, provide for your family kind of stuff. That was always in the back of the head.
Yeah, but, you know, that's like winning really the lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
Becoming professional athlete.
No, but I think it was good for them also just to do sports.
Have you looked yourself in the mirror lately?
Just do sports. Yeah, but I'm 37. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Poker, my friend, poker.
Yeah.
You still got that.
Was good. Poker was good.
Professional fisherman.
No, I was very stereotypically good at racket sports. My uncle was actually champion of Punjab.
The Pakistani is always good at creating a racket.
Yeah, rocket.
Sorry, I mispronounced that. You had the best squash players in history.
Yeah.
Jahangir Khan, Jamshed Khan dominated the sport for years.
Yeah.
Now it was, but I think unfortunately our physique might be well made.
Don't
for
look
racket
at
sports.
Me. I'm physically fit.
You know, I actually was invited to do commentary for a Premier League football match by BBC Sport.
Oh, really?
What? I did that maybe 12 years ago.
Oh. In India?
In the UK.
Why the hell would they...
I don't know. They just...
Wow. This is good stuff.
They just
But, you know, you have a read, usually ex-footballer or something, you know. He's like, I like cricket. I'm from
this
India.
Is a
they just wanted a comedian on it.
Okay.
And ironically, I was supposed to do a Chelsea game. I ended up doing a Watford game. I was supposed to do a Chelsea game.
It was a 12 years ago within Premier League.
I don't even remember, man. But it was fun, man.
All right.
Well, it was for the BBC.
Yeah, for BBC Sport.
So who did you sit with?
For the Premier League.
Wow.
Do you remember who you were with?
That's a gig, man.
That's huge.
I don't even remember who was next to me, man.
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong? Come on, you need to remember this shit.
I have is a photograph from then.
CJ, you need to understand what you just said, like really casually as well.
Yeah.
This is what me and Adil want to do for all our lives. So it's like, we need more details.
Who you don't need details, my friend. You need personality.
Boom!
That
was one for my Pakistani brother.
Yeah,
my friend.
I
was giving it back.
I'm watching this with popcorn now. I was like, fight. Let these fuckers kill themselves.
Listen, we're both from Delhi. If there isn't a fight, it's not a good party.
Yeah, that's
He's a fake Delhi. He's from Sweden. He's born here. I'm born on the continent, so I can have some shit when I travel, but he's not.
All right.
Okay.
Do you get shit when you travel?
Do you get shit?
Well, I'm not constipated, that's for sure.
No, but do you
or
like,
do I get...
in the customs and stuff?
In customs, well, the last time I was in the US, like yourself, I had a beard.
Yeah.
So I got there and I met
randomly
this...
chosen?
No, yeah. I'm always randomly selected
me
for
too,
special
yeah.
screening.
Yeah.
And this one fellow, American guy, he says, he looks at me, he says, where are you from? I said, I'm from India. And he says, you know, you Indians, you're a mistake. In fact, India is a mistake. I said, listen.
That's harsh.
I told him, dude, as an American, you should be grateful to us. And he says, why? I said, well, because when Christopher Columbus discovered America, he was looking for India.
Yeah.
So you are the fucking mistake.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Technically, that makes America the bastard child of India.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. We should replace him with Al.
Yeah.
No. Okay, you know what I meant. Sorry.
What do you mean by that?
I just mean this guy's funny. And it's not because he's Indian. He's just funny.
Where's Al, by the way?
He's in India.
He's in... fuck, he told us.
I don't even remember.
We don't remember.
Is he out of town for work?
No, yeah. He's doing some work.
That's always the case with Al. Al, superstar.
Should we
pitcher.
Get back to football? Is this a football show or is it not?
Yeah, this is a special show today. We talk about opinions of people.
You obviously talked about the Premier League this.
We did Monday,
last weekend.
But we're gonna preview.
You
this.
Talked about the.
Let's preview.
Have
this
you
weekend.
Have you talked about the Champions League?
Not that much. Please.
No, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say about the qualifying games in the Champions League.
Yeah, Napoli playing against Nice yesterday. Napoli had 18 shots against goal, Nice 4. Napoli also played 11 against 9 for the last 20 minutes. They were up 2-0 and they didn't get that last goal, but they totally destroyed Nice. Nice without Balotelli and Schneider. So, of course, a little bit weakened, but it seems like Napoli will sail through. In other news, Celtic crushing.
Hold. I need to stop you.
Yeah.
Does Balotelli and Schneider play for Nice?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Balotelli netted, I think, 16 or 18 times last year. So 16. He was a great hit at Nice.
So they took him a one-year contract, and he was a hit, and then he stayed. So yeah. I think that's a good place for him.
And they picked up Schneider late this summer from Galatasaray.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was MLS bound, but he chose to stay in Europe.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now you know.
I remember when Brendan Rodgers signed Balotelli, and he was asked a question, what do you expect from Balotelli? And he was like, trouble!
Exactly.
Brendan Rodgers is my favorite hate favorite person. And when he was in the Premier League, I kind of hated it, but couldn't get enough of him, like Trump. He's a bit like Trump that we spoke at Encore, actually. But he always says that he thinks he's the greatest man on the planet. So now, and the funny thing is, a year before he went to Celtic, when he was at Liverpool, I was having rant every episode about Rodgers because I thought he was a fucking... I said he should go to Celtic. When he gets sacked from Liverpool, he should take over Celtic. But, and then he took Celtic, so I pronounced myself Nostradamus. But it's perfect place for him. That his ego needs to be a place where he could be the biggest fish and no other fishes are there.
Oh, yeah. So no real big players, yeah, just him?
Yeah, so when he wins the league, he's like... It's an amazing achievement.
To win the league.
His interviews are great, man. I mean, him and Trump reminds a little bit of himself that all they talk about always goes back to them. It doesn't matter what it is. It will always end up there. Like, oh, these people are Charlottesville. One time I was in a store and all Trump can just go.
Dude, Trump did that at the last interview.
Yeah.
The whole infrastructure thing became a Charlottesville thing. When he got off the mic, he was like, oh, by the way, I own this whole winery in Charlottesville.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are you serious, dude?
Oh.
It's about you again.
Brendan Rodgers is the Trump.
Now, but talking about Brendan Rodgers, Celtic defeated Astana 5-0 yesterday. So that's a good result.
And his
talking
interview
about football.
Is still that, you know, he's great.
Yeah.
Who comes to win the Champions League qualifier 5-0? Only Brendan Rodgers. About himself.
I was going to be naughty and pick on Kunal again.
No, not that.
No. But he should have.
You should watch one thing that you will... You watched The Office, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The British, have you seen The British Office?
Oh, no. What? I don't know what you're talking about. Of course.
Yeah. So there was like a funny like quiz. They do an internet quiz. It was like... 20 things that Brendan Rodgers or Brent have said.
Oh, cool.
So it's 20 actually things that Brent has said on the show and actual things that Brendan Rodgers has said in the interviews.
Wow.
Mate, it's impossible to know who's who.
Wow.
I did the test. I got half wrong. So I laughed my head off.
Huh.
That have you said this? I mean, he's do that quiz. Go in and watch it. You will love it. We put it on at a time.
I want to do it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious, to be honest. It's very, very hilarious. But in the weekend, if you look, Huddersfield is playing as well. They're playing Newcastle, so Al is not here, so we can talk about that for him.
Yeah.
Great win for them earlier.
Yeah.
Of course, 3-0. Al was very, very happy.
I want to talk about their German manager, because
Wagner.
He's apparently amazing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think...
And he was offered a great job, but he chose to stay at Huddersfield.
I think he's humble.
Because he said, this project is not done. Mm. I'm not going anywhere. We have our set goals.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about him, but he's apparently amazing because he brought them up to the Premier League.
It's his first coach. It's the first full-time job. He's always been assistant to Klopp. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was assistant for Klopp at Dortmund. And when Klopp decided to go to Liverpool, he wanted him with him. But Wagner said, you know, next venture I'm going to do is into management. Then he took over the Huddersfield and did really well the first season just to stay him up well. And then the season after that was great. And me personally was a huge fan of him early on because he's similar to the manager we have at Tottenham, Pochettino. And I love that football.
Yeah.
So this new style of football, the high pressing, I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
I've always loved that football, but now it's really in tandem of, you know, how
yeah, but with that budget, it's basically like the movie Moneyball, if you've seen it. It's like it's amazing. And you know, the start they got beating Crystal Palace away 3-0, it's amazing. So let's talk about the Newcastle game. If they can, you know, just live on this momentum and get a result out of that game, you know, surely.
Well, I was talking about Alpha earlier. A lot of teams that come up, some of the teams have a really great start and then 3 months later they just lose every game. That happens every season. But it's really important for them to at least pick up as many points as possible early on.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will charge them the rest of the season. But you talked about Wagner, the manager. I think his style of play suits the team that comes up to Premier League a lot.
Yeah.
They will get beaten some games pretty heavily, I think, but then they'll make good in other games.
Big games, of course, Tottenham against Chelsea. First game at Wembley. Feelings?
The two top teams from last season play. I think it's a great time for us to play them.
Yeah.
I would have preferred to play them when we get into Wembley a bit more.
Yeah.
But now seeing how the first round went, it's a great opportunity.
It's almost a crucial game from for Chelsea directly. They need to get. They need to see.
Well, they started last season pretty bad as well. The problem for us is, of course, that if we don't win this game, it's going to be really annoying considering this is their weak spot now.
Yeah.
They have some injuries to Hazard even, and then Costas, of course, not ready. And they have injuries and two players suspended with Fabregas and Kane last game, red card. So this is the opportunity for us to go and win the game. If we do it, it will be really... Because we don't have any big injury problems in our squad at the moment.
Yeah.
Wanyama and Son has come back, as kind of backs to see if they start. So it's a really huge game already on Sunday. It's a huge, huge game. It's a... two best teams of last season, by far.
And this is going to be a hell of a football weekend because both the Italian and the Spanish League debuts for the season. Italian League, two really strong games at once. It's Atalanta against Roma. Atalanta, of course, being really, really good and, you know, being the
surprise package
surprise, yeah, exactly. So let's see what they can do. And, of course, Inter against Fiorentina as well. And also in
you support like 10 teams in Italy. Who do you support there? So Canale is a big Milan fan, but he supports every other team as well.
No, okay. So okay, let me tell you if this makes sense, or you think that I'm just
fake,
stupid. Fuck. Okay, Milan hasn't been in.
No, you're stupid.
Okay. Milan hasn't been to.
Sorry.
Milan hasn't been to Europe for like 5 years. Okay. So
it's in Europe,
if I look to Champions League and there's no Swedish team there, and like for instance Juventus play Real Madrid, and I cheer for Juventus because I follow the Italian league, he thinks that's stupid. Does that make sense? Like for instance, I know you're a Hugh Gordon fan, right?
But he misses to tell is that 90% of the time he sits there like Juventus, I hate them, blah blah blah, they're buying all the
in Italy. So,
and then all of a sudden like Juventus playing Real Madrid, go Juventus, sitting in a Juventus shirt.
Yeah,
are you fucking
kidding
me?
That's the whole Italian thing.
No, but okay, so you wouldn't support like Helsingborg if they were in Europe against Astana.
If he hates them.
Well, I have my limitations. There are some Swedish teams I would never support in Europe.
Cool.
Yeah, of course.
But Aiko, I wouldn't support.
But
as well.
I mean, I'm happy
Inter.
with Malmö playing in the Champions League. I went to see Malmö play against Paris.
Yeah,
but you don't get it. Malmö. I'm like Sonneby in this. For Sweden, I understand, but it's a limit for me because I don't care about Swedish. I'm not a big Hugh Gordon supporter, but growing up, I had this thing with Aiko. So I don't really cheer for Aiko in Europe because I had that. But you have that with Juventus. You hated them. You say they're the worst competitors. You always talk shit about them. And then when it comes to Real Madrid or Barcelona, it's like, I'm going for Juventus.
That's just, he's a bigger fan of Italian football in general than the actual team.
He's a hypocrite and arsehole. That's what you're looking for.
Well, maybe.
No, I think that's it. Martin, of course, you're doing I'm Cool Morgan every morning, right?
What are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do half an hour shows on Monday, half an hour on Thursday, and shorter on Thursday because there's no pre...
Man, I do 2 hours every day.
What the fuck is this?
No, we used to do older, we used to do longer, but we just felt that after 30 minutes, people stopped listening.
Yeah.
And they were tired of our voices.
I would say 3 minutes.
Yeah. That's such a...
If I had to guess...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.